everyone.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, campers.
We are here with another movie review.
This time we're doing Kung Fu Panda 4. It just released like...
yesterday!
As of this recording, yesterday. So, we'll start with you. What'd you feel?
Okay, so, it needed Furious 5.
Okay.
Is how I feel.
Okay, that's how you feel about it?
It needed Furious 5, and then it probably would have been better, because then, like, all his friends would have been there. It wouldn't have been just, like, a two-duo.
It wouldn't have been a duo, and it would have been, like, the Furious 5 plus Poe and... what was the chick's name?
I don't remember.
Shin or something like that?
No.
It was something, like, really, like, very fucking Asian. And she's also voiced by Awkwafina, which I'll get to her in a minute.
Did you not like her voice?
He hasn't told me anything,
and I'm enraged.
Exactly.
Because we haven't discussed a damn thing.
The whole drive home, we haven't talked.
Speaking of drive home.
Yeah.
Gotta take off my seatbelt.
Indeed.
We're still in my car, people.
We do it
like
from,
always.
We do it from Sophia's car because it allows us to actually record without a lot of, like, background noise.
Yeah,
there's that. A little insider secret.
Okay, so the movie is also very comedy-based.
Yeah, but...
there's a lot of... oh, my God, and the jokes that go right over the children's head is hilarious.
I feel like that's, like... DreamWorks' strong suit, though.
I know, but it's great.
Okay. You want to know how I felt about it? The reason why I've been keeping it, you know...
did you like it?
Kind of?
Same.
All I will say is I liked that it feels like three... yes, felt like this is the concrete end of the story.
I love that.
Okay. But, like Toy Story 4, I feel this one
is... Toy Story 4 was better.
Let me explain. If Toy Story 3 is the end of the Woody and Andy arc, 3 was the end of... It was like kind of the inevitable conclusion that you come to when it comes to the character of Poe. Okay, that was what 3 was. 4, on the other hand, the respective fourth movies are the main characters kind of taking a back seat. Not quite a back seat, but like it's their happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of Toy Story 4, it was Woody hanging out, leaving the main group and leaving the leadership to Jesse and Buzz.
Okay, there's one thing I did like.
Okay.
The fight scene.
That final
fight scene. Oh, one other thing. Tai Lung's hot.
Yeah, I'm still idly side-eyeing you for that one, but
how?
I will, like I said, I'll get into it when I get to my opinions on the film. This one, back to my whole little spiel about the comparison, if 4 for Toy Story was... Woody leaving and giving the leadership to Buzz and Jesse. This one was Poe finally stepping away from the Dragon Warrior title.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, hey, it's time to fucking move on. And he finds his replacement in she's a fox, right?
By the way, there are spoilers.
Wow, spoiler alert. Wee, spoiler alert. Okay.
We do not do non-spoiler reviews.
Because those are boring.
And those are really hard to do.
They are. Like, I've tried. It is hard.
It's hard as fuck.
I used to do my own little film reviews, like, on the side.
Yeah, I know. I've seen your YouTube.
They suck. But, what else did you like? Give me your list of things that you liked.
I liked the little floaty piece.
Oh, okay.
The little floaty piece on the staff.
It's the staff of wisdom or something like that?
Yes!
Okay. Staff of Wisdom, at the top of it, it's a yin and yang sign, and, like, the part that has the little, the evil inside the good, the missing part, where it's just a little circle, it's just floating in there.
I was staring at it the entire movie.
And we decided that it's apparently a lime-flavored gummy.
Or it's green apple.
Or green apple would also work, too. Side tangent, I'm going to put a pin in, and we're going to discuss that later. So what else did you like?
Okay. So, I really liked character designs. I really liked how every time the chameleon shifted, you could see all of the scales, like, moving into place into, like, this very weird thing. It was kind of like the Puss in Boots movie of how, like, the animation was for that.
Oh, just kind of shifts?
It was very fluid and stuff. Mm-hmm. The new Puss in Boots movie.
DreamWorks has stepped up their game.
And, like, I love the animation for the movie. The animation is great. I really like how everything was kind of like a, here we are introducing this character with all the little whoosh things. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Kind of like the lightning strike thing. And, like, when characters are colliding and stuff, and then, like, they have the little red stripe that goes across it.
Kind of.
It's kind of like something that they do in advertising, but then, mm-hmm. like...
It's an attention grabber.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I thought that was really interesting and very unique for a movie instead of advertising.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else that you really, really liked that you're like, were like... This needs to be discussed, or like, you good?
Yeah, there are.
Okay, continue.
There are other things.
Okay, continue.
Like, what's it called? Okay, one thing I do have a gripe about. The voice acting was kind of subpar.
Hmm. We'll get to
compared
what we did.
Compared to, like...
We'll get what we did to what we did, like, here in a minute. All right. Okay. You got anything else, or are you kind of, you good?
I'm thinking.
Alright.
We can always come back to me, though.
Alright, we'll come back to you. I kind of liked it, but I also have a lot that I didn't like. What I did like was the fight choreography was fucking
amazing.
So the same
amazing. Thing that I like.
And I liked the chameleon. And actually,
No. Your favorite character was the bartender. Not bartender. The bar owner.
Oh, yeah. So the reason why is because I don't know if it was him who actually played her or not. But Ken Jeong, you probably know him better as, fuck, what movies was he in? He's been in a lot of fucking, even the Hangover movies, that's like the one thing I really know him from. Crap. You ever seen the movie Turbo?
Yes.
Okay, you know the little Asian lady?
No. I've seen the movie, like, once.
Okay, she's the lady who owns the fucking nail salon, she's kind of a smart ass. She's like, okay, you know the three, like, side characters, the side human characters? There's the mechanic, the guy who owns the model shop, and there's, like, the little Asian lady?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ken Jeong plays a little Asian lady, and I'm watching the barkeep in this new Kung Fu Panda movie.
Why didn't you look when you watch the credits? You always like credits.
I know, but I didn't get a chance to really look because it was in, like, the secondary actors, and I didn't really see. I'm listening to this character's voice, I'm like, that's Ken Jeong.
Oh, I figured out what I really like.
Okay.
Okay, so this is part of the soundtrack of the movie. So they had, so in the middle of, like, a chase scene during, like, while they're inside of the city,
mm-hmm.
They start playing Crazy Train as an instrumental, as, like, a Chinese instrumental.
Yeah.
And it was really cool.
I liked that, too, because I'm like,
because
that's
I pointed
clever.
It out to him.
But what? But that's...
Did
but
you recognize it before I pointed it out?
Yes, but I couldn't quite place my finger on what song it was.
I knew exactly what song it was.
What was the part that got you? Was it the ding
All
ding
of it.
Ding? That, it was the whole thing. It wasn't
the,
just
the whole thing.
It wasn't just the ding ding ding.
Yes,
ding,
it ding, was the whole thing that caught me.
Gotcha. But that's something I've noticed. You notice that a lot of movies nowadays, especially animated movies...
Have used Crazy Train, especially since Inside Out.
Inside Out 2 uses it in the trailer. This movie has their own version of it, which I'm like...
Duh. Which is really fucking cool.
And then fucking Trolls World Tour had it. Yeah.
You don't like that one.
I like it okay. I just have, there's
Wasn't issues. Wasn't that one your favorite?
That one is my favorite. I just have issues with it. I could like a movie and still say that it has issues. I mean, you have to remember, I like Rocky Horror. That movie's got a lot of fucking issues.
I hate Rocky Horror.
I know you do. But you want to know why I think Rocky Horror succeeded, by the way? Like, it didn't succeed, but, like, it, where, why it gained such a notoriety? Because the fact that it was, I will say this, 1975, it came out at the wrong fucking time, okay?
It really did.
If it had waited a year or two, so, like, either releasing in 76 or 77, it would have hit that fucking sweet spot of the disco, like, sex, drugs, and rock and roll era.
And then your dad would probably like it, too.
Oh, no, my dad used to go to screenings. He used to go to screenings of Rocky Horror in the 90s.
I thought you said he didn't really like it.
He doesn't like the movie now, but he used to go to screenings. I think it's because of the fact he doinked the chick that was in the shadow cast you played in Magenta.
That's he did?
I think. If I remember correctly, him telling me the story. But back to my whole thing.
I love that.
It was, yeah. So, all right, we'll move on to the stuff that we didn't like. And I've got a lot, so I'm going to let you go first. What did you not like
about it? I'll let you go first. I'm curious.
Oh, okay, you just pulled the pin on the fucking pissed off birch grenade. I love you too. What I didn't like, there's a couple points. First off, Awkwafina, okay? I have no problem with her. I think she is funny. But I have the same problem with her that I have with Chris Pratt, okay?
She's in everything?
She's in fucking everything, okay? I get it. Awkwafina, really good.
I don't think she matched this movie very
much. I think she could if they gave her a little bit more to work with.
She didn't have much to work with.
She really didn't. She really was just kind of bouncing off Jack Black as Poe, which they had. I will give, this is something I did like. Her and Poe did have, they had good chemistry.
Yes, they did.
And you could tell when she fucking, spoiler alert, betrays him for the chameleon, you could see in his eyes that he's genuinely fucking hurt.
Bro, the apology scene. That was so good.
That was good. One other thing I liked is that they brought back pulled James Hong and Bryan Cranston to play Ping and fucking Lee, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes, because I loved that they, first off, that Bryan Cranston has dated all the way back to the fucking second one, by the way, because he's in the second one. Oh, mama. I like that they, like, because, like, that finishes up a whole thing. And I also like that, like, Lee and Ping are cool with each other and co-parent Poe. I'm like, yes, awesome, sweet. Question.
I also really like that, though.
Question, though. How old do you think Poe was at the beginning of all this shit?
He was 20.
He was 20?
He was 20.
How do we know that? Do they ever
canonically... It is canon.
They canonically say it.
That I'm pretty sure.
Okay, because I
can search it up for you. Oh, fuck, I can't. Give me your phone.
My phone's off, remember?
Why?
Because I turned it off when we got into the movie.
Well, turn it back on so I can do that.
Okay, we'll turn it on.
I'll search it.
Okay, well, here. There you go.
I'll search it. You go, you continue. Okay, what was your question? How old Poe is?
Yeah, how old is Poe? Because I always saw him not as like 20.
No, I am like 90% sure he's 20. I'm pretty sure he's probably like in his like 30s now.
I don't see it that way. And I can tell you why. Because, yes, Poe in my head is by no means a teenager. He is, he's a very immature adult, but I see him as an adult, strictly an adult. Maybe a young adult, you know, maybe about 18-ish. No younger than 18. That's how I see him. He is in his 20s. Okay. My thought is that in the first one, he's like 19, between 19 and like 21-ish. Okay? Two, I see him as maybe being like...
Poe is 20 in the second movie.
So maybe like, okay, so I was right.
Oh, these are fan theories.
Okay, well, yeah, whatever.
But still.
But still, point still stands. I see him as being like 18, 19 in the first one, 22 to 23 in the second one. And then it feels like the third one and the fourth one kind of take place retrospectively within like a couple weeks of each other, give or take.
For which one?
For the third and fourth one. I see them kind of retroactively taking place within a couple months of each other. So my thought is like...
I have to say a few years for me.
My thought is he's at least like... At the end of four, he's like mid to late 20s. That's how I see it. As he is in his mid to late 20s, he's maybe about 26, 27. That's why he's so like against giving up the Dragon Warrior title, because he's still is young. And he still has that fire in him that he wants to continue being the Dragon Warrior. That's why I'm like, huh?
He just wants peace.
Peace, dumplings, and noodles. Fuck yeah.
Peace and food.
Peace and food. That's what he wants.
Fucking same.
Inner peace. Inner peace. Dinner, please.
That was the best.
I'm like, that is so, like, that was one thing I actually did not like all that much, was the fact they kept doing, like, the inner voice thing. And they did it twice, once with Shifu and once with Poe. And I'm like, with Poe, okay, fine, whatever.
The Shifu one was still
it's
funny,
Jack,
though.
It's Jack Black being Jack Black, which I'm like, it's fucking Jack Black. Just let him, just, basically, you want, Jack Black's the actor, you wind up and just fucking let him ride. Like, that's his thing. You crank him up and you just fucking watch him run, okay? I've always seen him like that, because I know for a fact he could do really good shit. This feels like he's slowly running out of steam.
Bro, I know.
Like the gears in his body are slowly starting to the pressure is not as strong.
I feel like he needs to focus on his music.
Keep in mind though, Tenacious D actually predates him doing movies. You know that, right?
No, I know, but I feel like now he's better with music. Because what's it called? Yes, he is kind of... Because Jack Black, 100%, is like one of my favorite actors. I have like three actors that I'm obsessed with. Jack Black is one of them. I'm pretty sure you know this.
Yeah, Jack Black, Alex Brightman, and what?
Jeremy Jordan.
Jeremy Jordan's the third one. Honestly, if all three of them Yahoos got together and did a TV show or a movie or what fucking have you.
No, because Alex Brightman is the Jack Black of Broadway.
And Jack Black even
told
said
him
it,
this.
Which I'm like, you know what? Yeah. But
and now he's getting
into
voice acting.
But my one problem with that notion is that I can't see Jack Black playing Beetlejuice. So that notion only really stretches to him playing Dewey Finn.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean? Like, I can understand the sentiment. Like, Jack Black being, like, Alex Brightman
no,
being
of
the
course
Broadway
he's his own person.
Yeah.
But, like, what's it called? But he also has, like, way more flexibility within his voice.
Because
Alex Brightman's able... So Alex Brightman's able to do the Beetlejuice voice.
Mm-hmm.
On command, without hurting anything. It is just literally, like, I'm pretty sure it is...
It's a smoker's voice.
No, no.
That's what I've always seen it
because
as.
Because I don't think he smokes.
I don't think so either.
What's it called? No, he does the voice because he's explained it. That's why I know this.
His vocal cords are just that strong to do something like that?
No, I'm pretty sure he has two sets.
That's insane, and I think he might be a mutant.
No, like... I'm pretty sure. I could very much be wrong and just butchering all this information, people. Do not take my thing as a grain of salt with this specific thing. This is just stuff that I am remembering from like 3 to 4 years ago. So take it with a grain of salt.
All right. But back to the stuff I didn't like. A lot of the jokes, there were certain jokes that landed and they landed really well.
I really hope fart jokes don't come back.
Yeah, I was happy they left it at with one fart joke.
Yes,
that's showing.
I would have to agree.
That's showing restraint,
especially with Jack Black.
Especially with Jack Black. No, because Jack Black doesn't do a lot of fart jokes in his movies. He doesn't, with the exception of the Kung Fu Panda flicks. Him do a lot of fart jokes.
Adam Sandler is also another one that I really like.
Yeah, but Adam Sandler, I think he used to, like, he actually can be a really good serious actor if you give him that script.
Oh, I know.
Same with Jack Black.
Oh,
Jack
I know.
Jack Black's amazing in a serious role.
Have you seen him in the, what's it called? I'm pretty sure, it's the Clock movie.
The House of the Clock in its Walls?
Yeah, that one.
Never
Me
watched
and Mei
it.
Mei saw that one.
Never seen it. Looked kind of cool, and then I saw the reviews for it, and all the reviews were like, this is like a dog shit fucking movie. And so I'm like, well, there goes my idea of ever watching it.
You could still watch it with me, though.
Not really. Not at the moment.
Eventually.
Yeah. See, the one... Okay, so back to my gripes. This is something that, like, this is... It's not a gripe as much as it is just wishful thinking. But I do really wish they... Kind of piggybacking off your... I wish the Furious Five was in the movie more than just 5 fucking minutes.
No, they weren't even in it for 5 minutes. They were in it for two seconds.
2.5.
Literally, they were in it for the end credits.
Pretty much.
That is it.
That's it.
And they didn't even have speaking lines.
Yeah. No. Apparently, Mantis does. Because Seth Rogen's in the credits as Mantis. So he does have a speaking line. Apparently. So my problem was that they brought back Ian McShane, who played Tai Lung. But if you're going to have a movie where the three main fucking villains of the last movies come back.
You need voice lines for all of them?
Yes!
I would have
Holy
to agree.
Shit! Are you kidding? Fucking, you
You're
brought...
You're even making comments of... He literally just turned to me, whispered in my ear, yeah, they don't have the budget.
Yeah. No, that was my one problem. I knew it was for budget reasons or because they couldn't come bring them back. But are you fucking kidding? You bring back Lord Shen and fucking Kai from the... And General Kai from the third one. And don't fucking bring back... The Gary Oldman and J.K. Simmons to fucking... Just one fucking line. Just one. I would have been cool. Fucking even better. Put Ian McShane as Tai Lung. Okay. Put him, Shen, and then Kai all next to each other. And you know how Tai Lung was kind of there cracking jokes at Poe's expense during the fight with the chameleon?
Dude. The part where the dads were against... Awkwafina's character.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, dark
piling on it. That was one thing I didn't like, though.
You did like?
I like that one because I'm like, that's accurate. That sounds accurate.
That was funny.
Because James Hong and fucking Bryan Cranston, Ping and Lee, are both really good at insult humor. Especially James Hong, because he's in his mid-90s. He's old Asian man.
Wait, he's in his 90s?
He's like 90, 93, 94.
Is that...
He's fucking old.
Is that, the goose?
Yes.
Oh!
Even funnier in
He doesn't sound that old!
Yes, he's in his fucking early... He's in like his early to mid-90s.
No!
Yes. But wait, there's more. James Hong and...
the other dude?
Bryan Cranston?
Yeah.
Since like mid-60s. Not very old.
Well, damn.
You would know. Okay. Oh, you never watched Malcolm. You never watched Malcolm in the Middle, did you?
I tried to avoid the show like the plague.
Why? Just didn't seem like a thing.
Didn't like it.
Okay. You wonder where you know Bryan Cranston from? Wait. You didn't watch Breaking Bad either, did you?
Nope. I've seen some episodes.
He's Walter White.
He plays the main character. Okay, I know exactly who you're talking about.
He plays the main character in Breaking Bad.
And Mom binged the fuck out of... Mm-hmm. That's why I know.
He's I am the man who knocks. That's Bryan Cranston. But they're both really good at insult humor. Both of them.
I fucking love it.
And I'm like, yes, using your actors to their fucking... Like, playing up their strong suits. Good. Thank you, DreamWorks.
I didn't hear the other line. All I heard was... All I heard was the first one.
I don't know. I will, once it comes out on like digital, we'll watch it. I'll buy it.
You'll
buy it? I'll buy it. We'll watch it just so we can study and go back.
Okay, can I pay for it? You just send me the money.
Sure.
So then it's on my account, so then I have the whole collection of Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
Because I have all of them.
Yes.
I love Kung Fu. By the way, people, Kung Fu Panda, for me, is, like, really fucking big on, like, one of my top...
So it's...
It's one of my top movies that I love.
For you, it's Kung Fu Panda. For me, it was Toy Story.
Because Kung Fu Panda, Hotel Transylvania, the original and the second one, I do not...
We don't talk about the third or fourth
one. I have the third one. I refuse to get the fourth one because the fourth one was literally god-awful. The third one was tolerable but needed to fucking burn in a hellfire.
No, the third one had its moments.
I didn't like how you zinged again. Because literally people are like, you zing only once.
Yeah, they
and
broke
I wish
their
that it kind of stayed that way.
They broke the rules of the world. But back on topic of Kung Fu Panda 4. My problem was, like I said, it was just kind of wishful thinking more than anything. Just give Gary Oldman and J.K. Simmons one line. I don't care. Just have them...
What does J.K. Simmons play?
Kai. He's Kai. He's General Kai from the third one. He's the main villain.
Okay.
Which, I'm sorry, anytime I hear J.K. Simmons in fucking anything, all I will ever hear is, Parker, I need pictures of Spider-Man! Because he plays fucking, he plays J. Jonah Jameson in the Spider-Man movies. No, that's Gene Simmons. No relation.
The names sound very similar.
J.K. Simmons, you know better, is Tenzin. Give them a minute. They're drinking water.
So, yeah, I know exactly who he's talking about.
Okay.
Because what's it called?
You know.
Yes, I was drinking water. I have not had my water bottle for like
a week,
and I'm dehydrated as fuck.
Okay, I got another one that you would know him, but you would never realize that it's him. He's Yellow from the M&M's gang.
Oh, shit, is he?
Yeah, he plays the Yellow M&M. I didn't know that. He started playing him in like the early 2000s.
I'm embarrassed.
I love Yellow because Yellow is an idiot.
Yes,
and then funny enough, the guy who plays Red M&M, Billy West, you would also know for fucking everything. He plays he plays Philip J. Fry and Professor Farnsworth off of Futurama. He plays Ren and Stimpy. Stimpy, you fool! And he plays fucking who else? Doug Funny from Doug. Basically, if it's a show from the early to mid to from the like the late 80s to like the early 2010s, Billy West was in it.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Back to my gripes about Kung Fu Panda 4. Another thing I didn't like was that they didn't give Shifu anything to do. Shifu's basically he's there.
They also didn't give him anything to do inside of the three. Third one.
Yeah, they didn't give him anything to do in three. They didn't really give him anything to do in two. He's basically just there to be the messenger boy in two and teach Po the inner peace.
And that was so really cool, though.
That was
like,
cool.
Like when Po did that inside the
boat.
No. When he did the thing with this is the second movie I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When he did the thing finally,
right?
With the water ball.
No, he did it with the water drop first.
No. I'm talking about with the ball.
With the soothsayer.
I'm talking about with the ball
at the end of the movie when he's on the boat.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I fucking love that.
Where he blows Shen away using his own goddamn weapon.
I fucking love that.
So what other problems did I have with the movie? Oh, I didn't like that they kind of just... It does feel like they kind of like hyped up, oh yeah, Jack Black's doing another one.
They really
did. And so
did.
they really just kind of let Jack Black go off the rails with Poe, and I'm like,
it doesn't seem out of character.
It does. There's a lot of scenes where I'm like, that
literally,
feel
the
right.
whole entire movie kind of just seemed it was very out of character for Poe.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't seem like he was in character.
No. You want to know what was out of character for Poe?
What
the whole of the Legends of Awesomeness TV show? First off,
Actually, no, I've seen...
I...
Have you seen any of it?
Yes.
I did. Did you enjoy it?
No.
No?
I did not. I fucking hated it. With a burning passion. I fucking hated that show. Hated that show, hated Monsters vs. Aliens, the show.
Okay, okay, but here's a show that you do like that's from a movie.
What?
Monsters at Work.
Monsters at Work is good. You know, it's another show that I like, but I've never seen the movie that it's based off of? Hmm. MASH. MASH is based off a movie. And the only actor who returned from the movie to the show was Radar O'Reilly. The little short dude with the glasses and the beanie. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's the only actor who returned from their movie.
I like the show.
The characters are all the same. The characters are the same, but fucking Hot Lips Houlihan.
Are those people still alive?
In the case of
Alan... Because I know the movie's... No, I know the show is very old.
Show's from the 70s.
That.
Did
start that would make 70... them very old.
Yeah, Alan Alda, who played Hawkeye on that show, he's in his... late 80s, early 90s. He's fucking old. Jamie Farr, I think, is still alive. And so is the guy who played Radar O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. They're the only... I think they're them, and then I think the chick who played Hot Lips Houlihan are still alive. The rest of them are dead. You know who was also on that show, I found out? Hmm. David Ogden Stiers. You know him...
Do you know what we need a podcast of?
What?
We need a podcast of us just discussing shows.
That would be fun. But... the guy
is there anything else?
Oh, that I hated? I kind of feel like they underutilized the chameleon.
They set her up a lot. No, her fighting style is so cool, though.
Yeah. Also, the fact that her big amalgam form, she mentions Master Scorpion. And it gives her a scorpion tail. And then when Poe's riding her around like a fucking crazy bull...
She doesn't have it?
No, she has it. Why doesn't she fucking use it?
That is so fucking true.
She has it. It's there. She could easily have just fucking stabbed Poe with her tail. But no. Of course not. Because
it's a children's movie.
No, it's not that. They easily could have just done that. You watch characters get fucking killed in that movie. Are you kidding?
It's great.
They easily could have just had, like, Poe get fucking stung by the scorpion thing. But instead of poison, it's the nerve thing that Tai Lung does. Where he could just fucking pressure point you and turn off...
I always thought that was really fucking cool.
It is. And it's an actual real thing, apparently.
I wish I knew how to do it.
It is a pain in the ass to do because you have to be... you have to be fucking dead on with it, because if you're not, you can actually kill somebody.
That's still really fucking
cool. It is cool, but it is a very dangerous thing you can do.
Why do you think black belts are considered weapons and you need, like, weapon permit?
You have to remember, my ex-girlfriend was a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo. I know.
Which one?
Michaela. No, Michaela's the one who was from Oregon.
Okay. I was about to be like, ew.
She's actually a sweetheart.
Okay, that's good.
But no, yeah, she was a second degree black belt. She scared the shit out of me.
Mackenzie, I think.
Oh, no, that's...
Which one?
Madison.
That's the one!
As white as she is tall? Yeah. You want fatty 2x4? She was. Yeah. That is the only time I will make fun of somebody for their weight, but this girl was just... She deserves it
because... She was a stalker.
She was a full-fledged fucking stalker. Oh, no. You're thinking of my other ex.
No, I'm talking about the one that you were dating when me and you met.
That's Madison, yeah.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
That's Madison.
No, that's the one I'm talking about.
And I dropped her like a bad habit and got with Cece. And then Cece, 2 weeks later, proceeded to drop me like a bad habit. So, yeah. But back to the movie. They underutilized the chameleon, and I didn't, like... They hype her up, like, yeah, the chameleon, she's this cool fucking, like, sorceress who can shapeshift. Whoop-de-whoop, she got teal eyes, whoop-de-whoop, whatever. But then they actually show her, and she's basically baby. Kind of just a piece of shit.
She's baby.
And
when I mean she's baby, I mean she's short.
She's tiny. But my one problem with her is that she fills this fucking, like, stereotype of female villains that still to this day
she still pisses barely me off. Did anything.
No, you want to my major problem with the Chameleon was, because I liked her voice actor, because her voice actress is Viola Davis, and Viola Davis is a fucking amazing actress. That.
Did you know she really wanted to be a villain?
That's she why she kind of already role. Played one. She kind of she already loves played
playing video villains.
She kind of already played one. Suicide Squad. She plays Amanda
Waller.
Well,
she got a taste of villainy.
Yeah.
Now she likes being villain, and playing villains is so much fun.
And it's more fun. But so my problem with her was that she kind of fits into this fucking really irritating stereotype of specifically female villains. She fits into the stereotype of, like, oh, I'm a woman scorned. Because, I wanted to learn Kung Fu, but nobody would take me in because I was too small or weak or whoop-de-fucking-whoop. Who gives a shit? Fucking, you didn't think to go to Oogway? Shit, just go to Oogway. Oogway was a tortoise. You would have taught you. But no, she fits into this.
I think he probably actually would have taught her.
She...
But I think he would have saw, I see darkness in your soul.
It's kind of like how she saw Tai Lung. Kind of like how he did Tai Lung. Yep. Yeah. That's fair, but you have to remember, Master Uwe didn't teach him. Shifu did.
No, I know. But, like, that's why I'm saying, like, maybe Shifu... No, Shifu is judgy.
Shifu is fucking judgy.
We love Shifu, though.
Shifu's great. Dustin Hoffman's a good actor. Like, a really good actor, actually. You know the whole joke of New Yorkers saying, I'm walking here.
You are wrong. They have three inner thought scenes. Yeah. Actually, no, four. There's four.
No. I'm not counting the ones with. I'm not counting the ones where it's Poe and Shifu. I'm talking about the two where it's
just Poe.
Where it's Poe on Poe, and then Poe on Shifu. That was my problem.
Not Shifu on Poe.
Yeah.
Because
Shifu on Poe actually... It furthers the plot where Poe on Poe and then Shifu on Shifu... And then Poe on Shifu...
You did it my way. Now kick his butt.
Now
we do it your way. Now we're going to do your butt.
Kick their butt. My problem with it was that Shifu doing it for Poe furthers the story. Okay? It actually does something to move the story along. Poe on Poe and Poe on Shifu serves nothing to the plot except ha-ha, funny joke.
Funny joke?
The Poe on Poe one kind of does, but not in the way I thought. Because, like, he opens his eyes and he tries to talk to the universe and he fucking sucks in the goddamn peach, the peach leaves, which I'm like, that's fucking stupid. The peach petals. And he looks over and he sees Awkwafina's character.
Do you think those peach petals would taste like peaches?
No, they don't. It tastes like fucking... They taste like ass.
Have you done it?
I basically did what Poe did. I sucked in a peach petal and it tastes like shit. Like, you ever eaten a rose petal?
No.
Never eaten a rose petal, huh?
Literally, the delivery that you did of... The way you said it sounded like the way that you go, would you like to?
you ever heard the sound of a ball hitting, the sound of a ball breaking a window? Would you like to? Oh, may he rest in peace. But no, so, they didn't know.
Is that
know,
from the Sandlot?
No, that's from Lazy Town, actually, the show.
I fucking love Lazy Town.
Yeah, it's from the show Lazy Town, because it's Robbie Rotten, and then,
Spartacus?
No, it's Robbie Rotten and Trixie.
Okay.
And it's him holding, a soccer ball, and he's like, have you heard of the sound of a ball breaking the window? Trixie looks at him, would you like to? I'm like, yay. Because that's chaos and kind of, I'm like, yay. May he fucking rest in peace, though. So that's, like, the major gripes I had. Of, like, they underutilized the Chameleon. They overamped Jack Black as Poe. And then they overamped Awkwafina in her role. other than that, like, I really didn't, like, there's really nothing. Oh, one other thing I liked was, if you're on TikTok at all, you probably have heard Jack Black's version of Hit Me Baby One More Time. It comes from the soundtrack of...
When that song came out, I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, and then we're just like, my loneliness is killing me.
I'm talking about the original.
The original came out before you were born, Dodo.
Yes, but still, whenever I, like, heard it for the first time, I was like, this song's delicious.
It's Britney, bitch.
I was probably four.
Why am I not... You know the first time I heard that song, actually?
What?
Fucking Robots. The movie Robots.
Because I had the Now CDs.
I forgot you had those. I didn't. My mom fucking didn't invest those.
So, Jessica's favorite is Now 19.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably not her favorite now. That's because of the gorillas. Because
she listens to fucking Rammstein and other assorted bands in that regard. Basically nothing that would be on a Now That's What I Call Music CD.
Uh-huh.
Do they have one for Shrek?
Yes.
It's like, that's Now That's What I Call Shrek. Which was literally just, it was a mild pickings of songs from the first three films.
Guess what I know is on there?
What?
Hallelujah.
No!
I am so glad.
You want a song is on there?
Huh.
I mean, obviously we know what songs are on there. I'm a Believer, All Star, Accidentally in Love, I Need a Hero.
Hey, that one.
Good shit. So now kind of switching over, what do you think?
We never did mine.
Oh, yeah. What did you not like?
What did I not like? There was actually quite a bit I did not like.
Okay. Talk to me.
So one of the things that I did not like is, like I said, Poe seemed very out of character.
Right.
He did not act like himself throughout majority of the movie. Like, yes, there are little tidbits of him, but majority of the movie, he just seemed way out of character.
Like, he seemed like almost like Kung Fu Panda 1 Poe.
No.
No?
No, he... No, babe, I love Kung Fu Panda 1. He did not
but
act
what
like
I, But what I mean is the like the more jokey version of Poe.
No. No. No, he seemed overly serious. He seemed overly serious in this. And he seemed also very, he seemed overly serious and, what's it called? I'm trying to gather my words and
You're
stuff.
Good.
But he just seemed very not him.
Okay.
He seemed just very, like...
Like they really wanted to push him more into that Master Shifu role.
Yes.
That's fair.
And, like, yes, I would have been fine if he did end up in that. But, like, he didn't seem like him. He seemed more like Poe adjacent.
Okay.
Like knockoff Poe.
Like mad Poe.
Mad Poe? No.
Mad, like the show Mad, you know.
No, I was going to say like one of those knockoff movies.
Oh, like Little Panda Fighter?
Yeah! Like that. Because, what's it called? He just seemed not him.
That's fair. Do you think that could have been brought on because of the fact that Jack Black played Bowser in the Mario movie?
No.
You don't think so? The timeline would check out.
No, because what's it called? Bowser did great.
Yeah, and Poe's not that type of character.
Exactly, and he also did not seem like Bowser.
Now, my one question is, what movie? Like, what? Now that it seems like Jack Black has pretty much finished the Kung Fu Panda movies.
I'm glad he did.
What do you think he should do next? Like, movie-wise. Like, where do you think... Like, what kind of movies do you think Jack Black should be making now?
Mario movie.
Duh. Like, that's kind of a given because we're getting a second one.
I hope we get...
We're getting a second one.
No. I hope we get Galaxy.
There's a whole world out there, and you see Peach look up at the stars. I feel like that's kind of supposed to be a reference to
Galaxy. I really hope.
But there's a but there. There's a major but there.
But
I feel like it's a fake out. It's like, they're setting up for Galaxy to be in the second Mario movie. I don't feel like it's going to be.
No, I feel like eventually they'll get there.
Eventually, but I don't think it's going to be the second one. I think they're going to try to do something different with it. First off, I know for a fact they're not going to do, like, an original villain, because that's stupid and very, like... I feel like it'd be very been there, done that, got the t-shirt type of thing.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Bowser.
It might be, but Bowser's pretty much out of commission. If they got somebody like, King Boo. Because we see King Boo and King Babam, but King Babam goes boom in the movie. Honestly, you know what would be cool? Because there's been talks, but they need to... Oh, no, Paramount owns... They own the Sonic movies. And they own Illumination, mm-hmm. which owns the rights to the Mario movie. And they're already in talks to do a Kirby movie and a Legend of Zelda movie.
I really hope they do.
So that feasibly means that if they release the Kirby movie and then release the
Legend of Zelda movie. No, they're making a Minecraft movie.
Oh, yeah, and Jack Black's going to be in that, too.
I know he is.
Which I'm like...
Huh. I feel like they're using Chris Pratt too much, though.
They are. That was my problem with Awkwafina. Is that, like Chris Pratt, who, mind you, I don't think Chris Pratt's a bad actor. He's a perfectly fine fucking actor. But I feel he's being overutilized because, like The Rock, and
to drag him to the ground.
He's like The Rock, Mike Myers, Jim Carrey, and Eddie Murphy. Inevitably, he's going to be used to such a point to where he will no longer be viable as an actor. Like, think of the last movie you act, the last new movie you saw either Eddie Murphy or Mike Myers in properly in the movie. What was the last movie you saw with either of them in it where they played a major substantial role?
None.
Exactly. You want to know why? Because Hollywood basically chewed them up and fucking spit them out. Kind of get
Shrek.
What I'm... But when was the last time you actually heard...
We're getting a fifth Shrek movie.
I know. My problem is when was the last time you actually heard Mike Myers do anything even remotely Shrek related? Eddie Murphy. Last thing I saw Eddie Murphy in that had any significance was a Christmas movie that came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It came out on streaming, so
ooh.
Not top tier. Come.
Oh, like that Megamind movie?
That Will Ferrell's not even in that, by the way.
I know he's not. That movie looks so fucking bad. The animation is so bad.
It is. But.
Being an animation nut.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you know what show doesn't need the theatrical treatment?
Which one?
Because we've already gotten two movies out of the show, and I'm okay with just having the two.
Hmm.
I'll give you a hint.
Which one?
There's 104 days of summer vacation. School comes along just to end it. So the end.
No, they're getting another show.
I know they are. They're getting another season.
Isn't it Dan still doing it?
Yep, Dan and Jeff are doing it. Yeah, by the way, I found out the guy who does the voice, who sings for Bowling for Soup, is the same guy who does the voice for fucking Chuck E. Cheese now. That's Jared Reddick.
I love that.
Yeah, he's also got his own movie podcast called Jared Goes to the Movies. And the only reason why it's called that is because the fact that they only did it because he's got so much notoriety because he is the lead singer of Bowling for Soup.
Mm-hmm.
There is literally nothing Bowling for Soup connected to that show except for the fact that he's the guy who hosts it. That's it. And occasionally he brings up stories of him touring. That's it.
I love that.
Yeah. By the way,
we need to continue.
Okay. Continue. Sorry. Side tangent. Continue. What was the stuff you didn't like?
Okay. Trust me, there was a lot more. I feel like a lot of the characters were forced.
Such as?
Awkwafina's character.
Valid.
Poe.
He's the main character, so okay.
Because I already did my gripe about him.
Mm-hmm.
The chameleon really was hyped. But then, like, they utilized her with nothing.
Pretty much. She's literally only there to basically be...
She was just there to be intimidating.
No, you know what character role she fits? Can I make a video game comparison real quick?
What?
She's Shang Tsung without the soul-sucking powers.
I don't know who that is.
He's one of the bad guys from Mortal Kombat. He's the guy who can basically...
I don't like Mortal Kombat.
But basically his whole shtick is he can grab somebody by the throat and rip their soul out of them and be like, your soul is mine.
But I did really like the fact that she, like, used her tongue during fighting and stuff. I feel like they should have used her a lot more throughout the movie.
But they didn't.
But they did nothing. All she did was sit in her fucking, like...
tree.
Yeah.
Like an actual chameleon.
Literally, she just sat there and did nothing.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate that because she had so much potential.
Indeed.
They could have done so much with her.
They could have.
But they didn't.
Yeah. So, is there anything else that, like, you... Is there any, like, other major things that either... That I didn't touch on that, like, were things that you just didn't like?
One thing I did like was the dad adventures.
That being the B-plot to that movie was actually kind of funny. And I was okay with that because, like I said, James Hong and Bryan Cranston... They work well off each other.
But like I said, the Furious Five would have been great inside that movie.
Yeah. I think they probably didn't use the Furious Five for the same reason they didn't give Shen or...
Because couldn't afford it?
Pretty much. You have to remember, the Furious Five are pretty high-class actors.
It's also a movie created by a woman, so...
No. No, the director was a guy.
No. No, the creator of the original, like, Kung Fu Panda movies is a woman.
Not the creator, but the director, yeah. My point still stands, though.
Because, what's it called? That's the reason why a lot of movies don't get funded and stuff. I did a whole last research know you paper did. On this.
But the problem is not the fact that, oh, the director's a female, so we're not going to get the major actors.
No, it's the fact that they're all high-class
actors.
No, no. Well, that's also it. But what I'm trying to say is it would be one of the contenders of not having the money to get the actors.
Plus the fact that a lot of DreamWorks movies... Do you know what I'm talking about? Plus the fact that a lot of DreamWorks movies lately have not been making a whole hell of a lot of money. Puss in Boots: Last Wish being the exception.
Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, phenomenal.
Made a fuck ton of money.
That movie was...
So, yeah, you have to remember, the Furious Five actors are Angelina Jolie.
Oh, shit.
It's Tigress.
Uh-huh.
Lucy,
does a great job.
Lucy Liu is Viper.
Oh, my God.
David Cross is Crane.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rogen is Mantis. And then Jackie fucking Chan is Monkey. All five of them
expensive as fuck
actors. David Cross maybe being the exception. Because David Cross, I think, is... Yeah. He's not as... I think he could be utilized in a lot of really funny ways, but they don't use him anymore, and I'm kind of pissed about it. But the other four... Especially Angelina Jolie and Seth Rogen are high price fucking actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Angelina Jolie was pregnant when she first voiced Tigress?
I love that.
Oh yeah, you can find pictures of the premiere, the advertising tour where it's Jack Black and Angelina Jolie.
I seen that.
That's...
I love those pictures.
Alrighty, so that's the one... That was the other half of the problem that I had was, yeah, I realize the Furious Five are not in there, but I also think it serves the point of why they're not in there. Because it is not their story. They're really not necessary in it. It's no longer their story. It's Poe's story. Fuck, they were side characters even in the original.
Yeah. No, I know.
They get their asses whooped by Ty. They get their asses whooped by Tai Lung in the first movie.
But I love them.
Mm, yeah. Like they stop. They stop being useful, properly useful in the second one. Third one, they're basically.
I did like their part in the third one though.
Yeah.
Because what's it called? That was really good. Mm-hmm. I love Tigress.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're sitting at 55 minutes, so let's speed run. What's your rating?
My rating?
Yeah. Out of five, we'll keep it. We'll keep it fizzy. Out of five, what's your
2.5?
2.5. Wow, that's low. I would kindly have to disagree.
Or a 3 if I'm being nice.
Let's say a 3. I can agree with that because at least that's like. That's
compared to the average. Other movies.
Compared
to the other movies, fuck. That movie's like a 1.
No. 3, I think, is the least good.
3 loved by a lot of people.
But 3 felt like a cash grab, and even I felt that way when I fucking saw the movie.
This one was a cash grab.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
I saw this movie. I was excited to see this movie.
But it's a cash grab.
It is 100. I am aware it's a cash grab.
But it's a fun cash grab.
Uh-huh.
I
would watch a fifth one. Still. I love Kung Fu Panda. I love the characters and stuff.
But the story's over. Where do you go from there?
It's just like on How Toy Story.
Is getting a fifth one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not
That's
really,
a cash
not really,
grab.
Yeah.
But we're still going to see it.
Shrek 5, I can at least understand. Kind of.
Okay, what's your rating?
My rating is a 3. I will agree with you on that. 3, simply for the fact that it's like, it was good, but like, it had a lot of problems.
Okay.
Like, a lot, like mostly, you know what my major problem with it was? What? I'm not even going to explain it because I really don't think I need to. It had a lot of pacing issues.
It really did.
It felt rushed. It felt very fucking rushed. Like it's like
that was an issue.
Hold
I
off
had.
For a minute, fucking let us breathe. Give us some fucking
so
time
rushed.
To breathe. But they don't, and I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. You know, little kids. It is a kids' movie, so I understand that. But like, Jesus, give the movie some
we
time
do
to fucking breathe.
You and has been.
That's more you and shy. That's more you and fucking shy's thing. I'm not touching that one. You guys.
No,
can touch
the reason
you
why
guys
I would want
one.
You.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I feel like Shiloh would walk all over me with that one.
Maybe. But, yeah.
Okay.
So, that's yeah, my rating, 3.
Okay.
3.
Is there anything else we need?
All I can say is if I could describe the movie in an action, it would be taking a forceful spin kick to the jaw.
I would have to agree.
That's what it felt like energy-wise.
Or to the temple killing you.
Yeah, that also works. It feels like just fucking getting your shit ripped. Just getting your ass rocked.
Mm-hmm.
By somebody who is way bigger than you. And
so
way
Jack,
more,
yeah, so Poe?
Pretty much. All right,
he's doing it personally.
That's a personal. That is very personal. But okay, I've got my thing out. Any got anything else to say?
Nope.
All right, well.
We
Birch.
Love you.
We love you, viewers.
We love you.
All right. For Birch.
And Sophia.
Have a nice day, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
God damn it.